commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I was writing this blog last week while watching the Brewers play baseball in a foreign country where a green carpet suffices for grass. So this commentary should be about soccer. Even if you're not a fan of the game, it is undeniable that 2014 is the year soccer became a major TV product. Soccer doesn't have nearly enough scoring for me, and I don't understand the subtleties of game strategy, so this is always going to be a marginal sport when I'm watching. But the trend is moving the other way, and I understand why. This year's World Cup had three times the viewership of the hockey Stanley Cup Finals, 16 million to 6 million. Consider, the Hispanic population is 7 million larger than the last World Cup in the U.S. and is up 11% in just 4 years. Soccer is a national obsession in practically every country of their ancestors. This is also the World Cup where the soccer kids of the 80s and 90s came of age. They're now in their 30s and 40s, and they were just as likely to be playing soccer as tiny tykes instead of Little League when they were growing up. Now they're old enough to appreciate the skill and athleticism that's on display in Brazil. That's not to say that soccer doesn't have its problems. The TV pan shot still doesn't capture the footwork and the individual talent of the players. Soccer is also not advertising friendly, with no natural breaks in the action for commercials. But when there's an audience, there's a way. And this year's World Cup tells us that there is a very big and growing appetite for this sport.